Welcome to HarryCast, our regular roundup of school and community news from BHVC Primary School, with your presenters, Millie, Shane, Natalia, and Alfie.
Coming up this week, we'll be finding out about some of the fantastic projects that have been going on in and around school, and we'll also be taking a look at our attendance for the week.
We'll also be checking out the weather that has in store for us on the weekend ahead, and we'll have a report on some of the important recycling news of the residents of Tolvine.
So let's get on with the show. So then, what's been happening here at BHVC this week?
Well, there's been plenty going on in Key Stage 2. On Monday, pupils from Year 5 and Year 6 took part in the Urd football tournament at Cwmbran Stadium.
Cool. How did the team get on?
Well, they came third in our group, but unfortunately didn't qualify for the quarterfinals.
However, our team did win the Fair Play Award and received a certificate for good sportsmanship and for respecting the officials, which was voted for by the referees.
Year 3 have been on an exciting trip this week to Cardiff Museum. After a tour of the museum, they all took part in a workshop about dinosaurs and listening to an interactive story.
After that, they built a dinosaur nest and found out all the different shapes of the eggs that they produced. They also held coprolite.
Coprolite? What's that?
It's fossilised dinosaur poo.
Ew!
Okay, moving swiftly on, they also looked at the history of dinosaurs and whales and this discovery of the Dracoraptor.
As well as all of that, the Year 3s have also done an archaeological dig in our forest school area where they found and dug up several fossils.
Also, this week, some pupils from Year 6 took part in a Caribbean Windrush and Black History celebration at the Parkway Hotel in Cwmbran.
The event was organised by the Cwmbran Community Council, and as part of the celebration, they were asked to produce a piece of poetry or artwork inspired by the theme Welcome and Sharing.
Several of the Year 6 pupils were chosen to read out their poems.
Windrush passes through the sea, sailing away from family. Windrush Empire docks alone. Can we call this place home? Disembarking, now it's scary. People shoot looks, stay weary. Mum and Dad right next to you, waving goodbye to cabin crew. No equality, discrimination. Irritated looks, segregation. Wave, wave, home's goodbye. Palm trees fade from our eyes. The Britain we dreamed of, caring and kind, now gone, dangerous, we can't find. Memories fade, made me cry. What we thought, now a lie. This isn't home, my heart crushed. Get me out, Windrush. Help me home, silence straight away. Get off me, I hear them say. A few years later, what happened is a mystery. They had no idea, but they made history.
Welcome, Windrush. Waving goodbye, palm trees fading away. Is this the final goodbye? Families asking why. Docks alone on British shores. Are you alone? Is this their home? Families say, spread your wings and fly. They arrived holding tight to their dad's hands. As they arrive, will they survive? But disgusted looks caught their eyes. Worried and alone, they say, Dad, can we go home? Brave will survive, brave will succeed. Walk into their new home, all alone, rain pounding down, racist comments flying left and right, promise broken, dark thoughts fill their minds. Hopes and dreams crushed within a minute, looking for jobs, denied each time. Is this their new life? They want to go back in time. Tear down the flyers. No more goodbye. The little boys and girls miss their nan and bamps. scribble down their feelings into a little note, tears rolling down onto their hands. Just leaving for shopping, they were denied no blacks, no dogs, and no Irish. Step into the future, everyone is welcome. They stayed here, and now we can help them. Little did we know, they made history.
The Windrush ship appeared through the British fog, slowly sailing over to the Essex docks. They smiled on the way to Britain, but their smiles have faded away. The warm welcome they expected wasn't there. Everybody joked and backed away. This isn't the place they would see every day. Craters and rubble everywhere. This isn't the Wales they wanted to see. The jobs people were expected weren't in sight. They were trapped in racism's might. Most wanted to go home but had to stay. Discrimination kept coming like a forever wave. Now everything is different in Wales and people act like nothing happened. Now the Windrush generation is all welcome.
So any other news, guys?
Yes, Year 4 and Year 5 have been taking part in a Tang Sudo workshop today in the sports hall. So let's hand over to Megan Harrison for a location report to find out more.
Thank you, guys, and we're here in the sports hall with Master Morgan, who is keen to run the Tang Sudo workshop for Year 4 and Year 5.
Hi, Master Gemma, and welcome to BHVC Primary.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here today with you all.
So, what is Tang Sudo and where did it come from?
Tang Sudo is a traditional Korean martial art that originated in Korea many, many years ago. They estimate that it started around 2,000 years ago, so it's been around a very long time. It is a traditional style, which means that we encompass lots of traditional values in our training, such as respect, courtesy, and discipline, as well as teaching students how to defend themselves.
When did you start Tang Sudo and how long have you been teaching it?
I started training just over 30 years ago when we had the old leisure centre in the town, and I've been teaching for around 17 years of that, so yes, quite some time.
What do you learn first when you start Tang Sudo?
So we work with people of all ages and of all abilities, so we start nice and simple to begin with, learning some simple techniques. We also learn the etiquette of the classroom, so things like bowing as you enter the training hall, bowing to our senior students and instructors, and then just like similar to the things that we've been working with the children today, just some fun, simple ways that you can start learning some different moves, and also tying in that respect with lots of bowing as well.
What are the most important rules and values in Tang Sudo?
We have lots of values that we try and instill in our training. A big one that we talked to today about is respect. So we learnt how to bow properly, because that is how we show our respect to our fellow students, to our instructors. But one of the big ones I try and instill in my class is being kind and supportive to other students. So always be courteous, be patient, and treat others how you would want to be treated as well.
How can Tang Sudo help children?
So there's lots of things that Tang Sudo can teach children and people of all ages. So we talked a bit today about how Tang Sudo can help you defend yourself. We learned about how Tang Sudo can help you set goals and achieve your goals. So we talked about how we have a belt system and how you work towards each belt, progressively getting better each time as you pass your new grade. We talked about health and well-being. So not only can it keep you physically fit, it does a lot for your mental well-being. So if you've had a tough day in school, it's a way to kind of unwind and decompress and focus on something different. It helps you be a better person because you learn about values such as respect and courtesy. And also, it can be a chance to have a bit of fun. So learn lots of fun things. We do lots of fun games, make it interesting. And also, you can make new friends.
What do the different belt colours mean?
So when you first start Tang Sudo as a beginner, you start as a white belt. Each time that you learn a different set of techniques, you're then put forward for your first grading for your next belt. So we have lots of different belts. The ultimate goal of a new student is black belt. So that can take many years. It can take up to 6 years to become a black belt, but through lots of dedicated training, we help you achieve that goal.
How do you feel when someone earned a new belt?
I feel extremely proud of students when they achieve their next rank. It's my favourite part of being an instructor, is putting a new belt around a student's waist, because I know the hard work and dedication that's gone into achieving that next rank. It's not just a piece of material around their waist. There's many hours of training and dedication that's gone into achieving it.
What advice would you give to somebody who wants to try Tang Sudo?
I suppose the hardest part of trying Tang Sudo is walking through the door for the first time, because trying new things, having new experiences can sometimes be a bit scary. But what I would say is you never know until you try. So be courageous, walk through that door and be prepared to take on all the learning. Be prepared to feel vulnerable, because it's going to be lots of moves that you're not used to. And quite quickly you will see yourself improving each week that you come training.
Thank you, Master Morgan, for speaking to us today.
You're very welcome. It's been so much fun working with everybody today. Thank you for everybody's enthusiasm, and I hope to see you again soon.
Thank you!
Excellent. Give yourself a round of applause.
Every Friday during our celebration worship, we look at our attendance and house figures for the previous week in Foundation Phase Dosbach Guev. In reception were the winners of the attendance teddy with a score of 97.
Well done to them. And in Key Stage 2, Blind 1 class in Year 4 had the highest attendance, also with 97. Diane.
Our whole school attendance for this week was 93%.
Moving on to house points, we have Glass on 390 points. Koch with 410, Gwyn with 516, but the winners were Mellon with 521 points. So a very well done to them.
To finish off, the Waste Warrior winners were Keeper's Class in Year 6 for Fantastic Recycling, Diane.
Okay, so now let's take a look at the weather forecast for this weekend.
So on Friday afternoon, it will turn unsettled and windy with a band of blustery rain and strong gusts in places. However, the rain should ease off overnight.
Saturday will remain windy and gusty with a mix of sunny spells and blistering showers, and overall it will be a much cooler day.
Sunday will see winds ease a little with sunny spells and the odd shower in the morning. Early sunshine will give away to cloudy conditions, but it looks to stay dry.
Looking ahead to next week, it will be mostly sunny with a gentle breeze with tops temperatures around 14 degrees. That's the weather. Okay, so now it's time for some community news.
Recently, Tvine Council announced that from the 6th October, residents will be able to recycle small electrical items as part of the weekly collections.
Items no bigger than 12 inches square can be recycled, and these include hairdryers, kettles, toasters, chargers, radios, remotes,
controllers and any other small items to use that they use a plug or battery or charger.
These can be placed in the black recycling box, but please ensure that all batteries are removed before recycling.
Larger electric items can be taken to the household recycling centre.
We'll have more community news for you soon.
Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoy listening to HerryCast here at BHVC Primeril. We'll be back at another episode soon. Thanks for listening.